Okay, so, no, I said one of the things that I would get into in the Taiwan special was Jubilee. Should you think that's boring? It doesn't matter that this is a Jubilee year, and that if Jews and Christians were obeying the Bible, the Old Testament, Moses, Jesus, if Jews and Christians were obeying that, it would solve all the money problems that we've developed from the pandemic. The problem, literally, the problem with, you know, all the economics, the money problem, the debt, you know, the unpaid rent, all the problems that have developed from this pandemic can be solved if Christians and Jews would simply follow their own rules. Because I can guarantee you, enough banks, enough lending institutions, enough investors who are debt holders, enough people, not who own stock, not stock and shareholders, debt holders. Not investors who own stock, investors who own debt, money lenders. There are enough Christians and Jews in that have voting in enough debt holders, financial institutions, etc., around the world, that if all Christians and Jews honored Jesus' command for Jubilee when he was at Nazareth, that would solve all of the world's problems. It would be a cascade to solve every single socio-political problem. It's so simple. It's why Jesus was willing to say it and stuck to it to a point where they were going to throw him off a cliff in Nazareth. They tried to kill Jesus right away. I think that was even before his Sermon on the Mount. They tried to kill him because he said, "Thou shalt honor Jubilee." And it made the moneylenders in the Jewish community so angry. There weren't any Christians yet, but the churchgoers, you know, the synagogue, the churchgoers and the Jewish moneylenders were so furious that they tried to throw him off a cliff right on the spot. Because Jubilee makes so much sense. And the Jewish government, Israel's government, you know, David's throne, not even David, not even Solomon, in all their years, they never once honored the year of Jubilee. Not once. It was never, no, they never did it. They never forgave debt. They never released the slaves. They never did the Jubilee thing. They were supposed to.
You run into people that'll say, "Oh, well, if banks forgave all the debt, the economy would collapse." Now, hold on a minute. I want to go back to this, because people will say that. Okay, if banks cancel all the debt and go back to zero, no one will borrow money, no one will do this, and then the banks aren't making money, and then the companies that own stock in the banks will lose money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that's a negative cascade effect for the companies that would stand to lose money. But let's go look at who would stand to gain. The people who would stand to gain from that are so much more than the few rich and powerful. There's nothing wrong with being rich, but I'm talking the rich and powerful and unjust. Not just the rich, not just the powerful, but the people that are both rich and powerful and also who are mostly unjust and unfair. They just have bad rules and bad laws and bad policies, etc. We're talking about the powerful wicked. The wicked would lose so much. They'd lose everything. And they would lose so much that companies in the future would be afraid to try to acquire monopolies. Companies in the future would be afraid to try to injure people. And honestly, even while we approach the year of Jubilee, would bank lending go down? No, because that was a command. Like, it was government law. You may not say, "Oh, Jubilee is approaching, I will not lend money." Let's look at civil rights laws and reverse discrimination. If a company doesn't hire someone because he's a black man, the government has a way of figuring out if that happened or not. If there's discrimination of any types of prejudice, any demographic discrimination, government can figure it out. You know, you got a man and a woman apply for the same job. Maybe the man gets a job and the woman doesn't. Was it sexism? Was it prejudice? We're not sure. But if it was, governments find out all the time. They look at company memos, et cetera. Okay. If you have a bank that's loaning out money every year and then Jubilee is coming and their lending goes down, you think the government isn't going to figure out something's going on? Absolutely they would if people followed it. There's a way to figure things out. We do it all the time. Okay, but let's look at things differently. You know how much money banks donate to the poor starving children around the world so that they can look good on TV? You know, this philanthropy, you know, Bill Gates prides himself on being this altruistic guy that wants to go vaccinate the entire world and donates these wonderful vaccines that aren't controversial at all. And you know, just the motherhood and apple pie just gives something everybody loves, no one disagrees with, something so wonderful as vaccines. And he wants to go vaccinate the whole world with this great vaccine thing that nobody hates. And that's how wonderful he is, because he wants to show how wonderful he is, right? Okay, right. And so people go, they show off, I'm so compassionate. I have starving children. And okay. So people love to flaunt their philanthropy because it makes them look like these altruistic companies that would never hurt anybody. We're kicking you out of your house and stealing your farm buying your farm because we love you. Right. People flaunt philanthropy all the time. They just, look how wonderful we are. Now, don't you think that if Jubilee were approaching, that banks and other institutions would flaunt their philanthropy by showing how altruistic they are by giving out loans that would be canceled within the Jubilee timeframe? Hey, we're so lovely. We're so great. We're so altruistic. We'll give you a 30-year loan when Jubilee comes tomorrow. Okay, don't you think? I mean, that surely would make that bank look wonderful, more wonderful than giving vaccines to starving children in Africa, right? See, if you had Jubilee enforced every year, it would change the culture from the top down, and the things we do in order to even lie and look good would change. And so money institutions would give, did you get my point? That's right. Banks would give out loans just before Jubilee on purpose, knowing that they won't get their money because it makes them look so wonderful. And that's where the philanthropy would go. And there's your free money. I mean, just before Jubilee, take out a loan, you got a free house. Huh? Oh, wait. But the house has to go back to the original person who owned the land anyway. So maybe it wouldn't really matter. See, there's so much theory about why Jubilee would be bad. We can't do it. You get these Christians and these investors, these Christian, so-called Christian investors, and they kill the philosophy. Well, the Jubilee would never really work. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. No, it's not. You didn't think this through. No. Let's go back to the bigger, deeper issue. Is God a fool? Is God, if you're a Christian or you're talking to a Christian, you're a Jew, you're talking to a Jew. Judeo-Christian teaching. We're talking Old Testament Moses heritage. Arguably even Muslims for that matter. Muslims like to follow Moses. Okay, let's include Muslims in the happy group and the Mormons. Okay, let's not be divisive here. Let's include, they're all wonderful people. Muslims, Mormons, they all want to observe Jubilee because they love Moses, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so everybody's as wonderful as they say they are. You study economics. If they tell you a Jubilee can't be followed, we can't enforce Jubilee. If they tell you that, what's really going on? Do they really believe that God is all-knowing and all-wise? Or do they believe that God's wise with everything that's convenient for them, but God's a fool when someone would lose money, when a greedy man would lose money and the poor would stand to gain? See, this is the fundamental issue. If someone's not religious at all, they're atheists, they don't believe in God at all. Okay, they don't want Jubilee. All right, godlessness, totally godless. No moral compass, no God, no life after death. None of that matters. Okay, of course they don't want Jubilee. That's fine. But someone who believes in a God that followed from Moses or Abraham, which is Muslims, also, wouldn't they believe that God knows what he's doing? And wouldn't they want to support Jubilee? And wouldn't they stop trying to have a better idea or not have a better idea in the first place? Well, there's your Jubilee argument. I won't pester you with it more, but this is a Jubilee year. September is a Jubilee year, and it's supposed to happen.